This year, I was able to make traditional Japanese New Year's food with my circle at school. We made some very delicious food, like traditional soup, ozoni, traditional egg roll, cake, datemaki, meat rolls, hayatamaki, and sweet potato and chestnut sweets, kurikintom. I was really excited to make all of this because I have never made any of these before. My circle split into groups to make all of the food. All groups made traditional soup. My group also made the traditional egg roll cake. Making it was very difficult for us because none of us had any experience making it before. My favorite part was rolling the egg. At first, we didn't think it was going to look very nice. But after we put the cake in the refrigerator and let it sit, it turned out so well. We had about 20 people making all of the food. We all wore aprons and got to enjoy making everything together. In the US, we don't have any special New Year's food, so I really liked making this food in Japan. Last year, I went to Meiji Jingu for New Year's, but I didn't do any other traditional things. This year, I got to experience another part of Japanese New Year's. My favorite food out of the four that we made was definitely the sweets. I love sweet potato, so having a sweet potato and chestnut dessert was really good. I also really liked the traditional soup. It is very easy to make and also very delicious. It has a really simple taste, but I love it a lot. Also, it has mochi in it, which I really love. Here are some pictures from the event.